sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, the Refuas, Dina Chana Bas Hadassah Esther, Bas Esther Hadassah, and Elisheva Tova, Bas Leah Genendel, and Shoshana Bas Sada. They should all have Brius Hashleima, Bechol Tuv Sela. We'll be learning the Sugya of Hol and Mitoch B'Malechet Siyamtif as we get closer to Pesach. Shloshim Yom Kodem Hachag Dorshim B'Hilchos Hachag. So it's definitely Kedai to learn in Yanei Yamtif at Pesach. Always Kedai, but particularly as we get closer. And we're going to learn a Rambam. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Shvisus Yamtif, Hamavasha B'Yamtif, L'Goyim or L'Kusi. A person cooks on Yamtif. For Goyim or for a Behema, Ulaniach L'Chol or to leave for the weekday, Eino Loke. He doesn't get Malkus. So if you cook, you're not allowed to cook for Goyim on Yamtif. You're not allowed to cook for a Behema on Yamtif. You're not allowed to cook for the weekday on Yamtif. But if you do so, you don't get Malkus. That if guests would come, that it would be fitting for them. They could eat it. So, therefore, because of this rule of Hoil, since Orchim might come, and it would be fitting for them, so he's not over on the Isser of cooking on Yontif unnecessarily, and there is going to be no Malkot. There's going to be no Malkus. The Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam says, "Hi, Bishul Abahema, Iri V'Malchal Roy Lachilas Adam." It's talking about where a man could eat it. The Lavi L'Asheich Taima, the Holam Mikli Orchem. Otherwise, you can't say the reason of since guests might come, because your guests are going to be human beings and they need to be able to eat it. So, if it's not Roy L'Michal Adam, then it's definitely going to be Malkus. Avol Mitam. So it has to be fitting for human consumption. Aval mitam de mitoch shehutra letzarech hutra nami shelo letzarech roi lahatir filo shena roicham roi lamaychal adam klal. But let's say you would have the reason of mitoch. We have a rule in the Gemara in Beitza that what's permitted letzarech is also permitted shelo letzarech mitoch shehutra letzarech hutra nami shelo letzarech. So let's say you would be able to employ that explanation for the heter of cooking for Goyim, etc. So the Rambam doesn't use that. Because if it would be mitzad mitoch, that since it's mutter letzarech, it's also mutter for not letzarech, so then we would be able to be matter even if it's not roi l'maychal adam. But the Rambam only comes on to hoil. The Rambam doesn't come on to mitoch. The Rambam just uses since guests may come, hoil mikle orchim. Guests will come. The Rambam doesn't say mitoch, that it's mutter not for a yamtiv need, a halachic yamtiv need, because it's mutter for a halachic yamtiv need, mitoch. Since this cooking is mutter for a man, it's mutter also for, it's mutter for a Jew, it's also mutter for a non-Jew. We don't say that. Because if we would say that, we would also say, mitoch shehutra letzarech hutra nami shelo letzarech. So then shelo letzarech would also include, it would also include Michael Behema, and that the Rambam doesn't permit. The Rambam only says mitam hoel, not mitam mitoch. It's mitam mitoch, then any type of food would be permitted. So that's the Rambam. So the Lechem Mishnah goes further and he says vim kain, kashal rabbeinu, echlo hisker tam mitoch. Kamash kasav lamala. The Rambam in halachadala does say mitoch. So what's wrong with mitoch? There's an afkamini here. Say mitoch, even if it's not roi l'maychal adam, it's okay. V'efshar hayalomer, the Rabbeinu k'svirelei, de lechem v'lo l'goyim v'lo l'klav mahadre l'lav kama, k'ma shekasva atos per kama, v'imkein is batel tam mitoch, devadai di lo asa lechem, hayamutu mitam mitoch, aval hashta de kasa v'hadre l'surei, lekach etztruch tam d'hoil, lomer deino loke, aval over be'esei de lechem. So maybe the Rambam holds that when it says lachem, right, that it's mutter to cook lachem for you, and we make a diuk, but not legoyim, below the klavim, so ahajre the lav kama. So maybe it's now reverting back to the original lav. In other words, cooking, if it's not on behalf of a Jew, is going to be included in the original lav of the Yisr Bishal Anyantif. Vim Ken, if that's true, then it's batel tam mitoch. Then the mitoch reason is now becoming nullified. It is now rendered insignificant, useless. Why? Devadai di lo asa lachem hayamutr mitam mitoch. If not for lachem, which is coming to exclude goyim, etc., so then we could use mitoch. Aval hashta de kasav ahadre li surei. But now that the pasuk says no, lachem v'lo legoyim, lachem v'lo leklavim. So now that the Torah was machzir it to its original iser of bishul, you need to come on to hoil. In other words, mitoch is not going to help you, as if you're just coming from mitoch. So we say, since it's mutter letzarech, it's mutter shelo letzarech. Seder, but here you have a mefurish drasha that tells you lo legoyim, etc. So that mitoch is explicitly asering it. So therefore, the only way you're going to get out of Malkus is the hoil. Since miklulei orchim, and these, you must, some Jews might come, some Jewish wayfarers, people don't use that word often enough, wayfarers, some Jewish guests may come, so that's what is going to negate the Malkus. There's going to be no Malkus, because if the orchim would come, then that dish would be mutter for them. So maybe the Rambam is holding that hadre krali surakama. So you have no hadre of mitoch, because you have an explicit drasha to say that it's no good. So the only way to save you is that ena chinami. It's no good, but what saves the day is that Jewish guests may come, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So comes the Hoil to tell you that you're not getting Malkus, but it says that Lachem Mishnah, Aval over be'esei de Lachem, the person's still over on the essay of Lachem, you're allowed to cook for you and not for anybody else. So in Achinami, you're doing the cooking is going to be an Isser Asay. But as far as the Lav goes, you're not over on the Lav, because the guests may come, and therefore it's not going to be a Lav. Because since the guests may come, so that saves you that this cooking is not going to be considered a malacha and yamtiv. However, when you did the cooking was supposed to be lachem, lachem below legoyim, lachem below lezev, lachem below. So mitzvah that, the person's going to be over on an iser asay. So zakta lachem mishnah, malchus no, but iser yes. Iser asay yes. Vim tomar. Imkain echam rishon b'gemara tashochel elas nedava loke asid loke beis hillel. So the Gemara there says something very funny according to what we're saying, and that is that it says in the Mishnah that if a person shechts an olas nedava, says in the Gemara that if a person shechs an olas nedava, an ola that he doesn't have to bring, he gets malchus. And we say that this is according to whom? This is not according to Beis Hillel. It's coming not like Beis Hillel. What's the Lashon HaGemara? Shteit in Gemara, Tana. At first we had the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to be motzi dvarim shem b'em tzarech achila, so lo sakat lo sefer Torah lo shesaravim. Beis Hillel are matir. So some understood the reason of Beis Shammai that they answered shelo tzarech achila is because they hold that even though they were matir hotzel tzarech achol nefesh, They weren't matir shelo letzarech achila. And Beis Hillel holds no, that since it's matir letzarech, it's also matir shelo letzarech achila. So Zok the Gemara, Tani Tama Kamei de Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the Tana learns in front of Rebbe Yitzchak, Hashochet Eilas Nidava B'Yomtiv, somebody shechts an Ola on Yomtiv, which isn't like other Olas that are coming L'chovas Hayom, Tamidim and Musafim. So in such a case, he gets Malkus. Why does he get Malkus? Because he was over on the Lav of Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh Behem. Because what's the point of shechting this Ola? So Rav Yitzchak says, the holy Rav Yitzchak, Dama Lachamani, if somebody says to you, who wrote this? Beis Shammai, it's got to be Beis Shammai, it can't be Beis Hillel. Because they say, Lo Amrinan Mitoch Shotra Letzerach, Shotra Nam Bishilo Letzerach. We don't say that if something is permitted for a need, it's permitted also not for a need. The Ibe Telel, if you hold this Beis Hillel, Ha Amri Mitoch Shotra Letzerach, Hotzel Letzerach, Shotra Nam Bishilo Letzerach. So Hachinami Mitoch Shotra Shchita Letzerach, Shotra Nam Bishilo Letzerach. So Beis Hillel is matir hotzah shelo letzarech. They're also matir shchita shelo letzarech, because you're allowed to do shchita for your eating needs. If it's anything letzarech yantif, so you'd also be allowed to shecht. Not for your eating needs, if it's an eilas nedava. That's Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says, no, there's no mitoch. And therefore, if somebody asks you, you know, who says this Mishnah of lo amrina mitoch, who says this Mishnah of Ashochet Olas Nedava B'Yamtif Loke, that's going to be Beis Shammaitik and not Beis Hillel, because only Beis Shammai is the one who holds that we don't say Mitoch. Beis Hillel says we say Mitoch, so he's not going to give you Malkus for shechting this Olas Nedava. Tosfos there writes that we could be Mamit Divrei Rav Yitzchak, also Kerebi Akiva, who also holds Mitoch, but who also says that we don't say Mitoch, just they prefer to be Mamid Kebeis Shammai, who says it explicitly. So you go with the explicit and not with the implicit. That's the famous Rebbe Akiva, Psachim and Hamid Beis. Love that sugya, we've discussed it a lot in the past. Akoponim Tosis asks that if we're Mamid Kebeis Shammai, so why don't you get a Malkus also for an Olas Chov, not only an Olas Nedava? Because Beis Shammai hold later on that you get Malkus on Olas Ria B'Yamtif even though it's a Chova. So why does it say Dafka Olas Nedava? You want to be Mamid Kebeis Shammai, even Olas Chova. So that's the Kash of Tosis. Good, we could have said Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is only implied. We preferred Beis Shammai. V'tema, frektosis. Ha'wil u'mukminen le'alib de Beis Shammai. Im kein le'im ha'shochet olas chove b'yamtif. Loike, da Beis Shammai yislu l'kaman olor isi adu loike d'orshinan. V'chagoysem chagiga in olas rielo. So what's pshat? That we don't... That if you shechit elas chove biyomtiv, Beis Shammai says you get malchus because we learn that dafka chagiga yas olas ria no. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, comes out that even olas chove you get malchus. So why are we so exact here, so precise to say olas nedava no? Ma pitom only olas nedava you get malchus. Ma pitom only olas nedava you get malchus. Olas chove you also get malchus. That's the question of the Tosfos. And for Tosfos, that if we would learn a lashon of olas chova that you get malchus, we'd be medayik that shalmei chova you'd be pater, and there would be room to make a mistake that you're only pater on shalmei chova because they're chova and they have tzorach adam. But if you're makif shalmei nedava shlamim that are voluntary, then you do get malchus, and therefore it says olas nedava. So you could be medayek that shalmei nedava you'll be pater, because there's tzorach adam. You eat the shlam, you don't eat the ola, right? So the reason we didn't say olas chova is in order that you shouldn't be medayek olas chova no, shalmei chova yes, but shalmei nedava no. So therefore we said olas nedava no, that you get malchus for olas nedava. Mashma shalmei nedava, you don't get malchus. So that's Tosfos Vayter. And then Tosfos says further, Why does the Gemara say that it's only the Beis Shammai? By Olas and Dov, even Beis Hillel, l'chora, agree, because they hold later on, she'ein makrivim nidarim v'nidavot b'yom tov. They hold later on, they are not allowed to be makriv nidarim nidavos b'yom tov, and it's mistaber that there's also going to be malchus. So that is on page 19a. So you have Beitza 19a that Beis Hillel says, Ain makriv in vim tomer vafila Beis Hillel modu deloka the sphere leila kaman the nedarim v'nedavos ain kraven biyamtiv v'amai mukim la liba de Beis Shammai. Why do you say it's only Beis Shammai when it can also be Beis Hillel? Answers Tosfos. No. You can't say this that it says that you olas nedava, you get malchus, is a liba the Beis Hillel, because the makor of the din is learned from hulavadi aser lachem b'lo legavoa. What does it mean lachem b'lo legavoa? Lachem b'lo legavoa means that it is a lav haba mechlal asay. Dafka for you, you're allowed a shech, not for gavoa, which means olas no, korbanos no. So Beis Hillel would not say for olas nedava, you get malchus. He would just say you're over on an iser asay, lav haba mechlal asay, but not that you get malchus. So you can't be mamadid to Beis Hillel. You can't establish this din like Beis Hillel, that olas nedava, there's malchus, because he holds there's no malchus. It's aser, yes, it's aser, but no malchus. And then Tosfos says, vim toimar, oh, so here we get to Unzer's point, our point. Vim toimar came in the hadre, a hadre li sura kama. Darmina gabe gozis, psalm gdashim deloik, afagab deloi adina nisur gziza, rakmi dechsiv tizbach, vulei giza, dan olavu ba mechal esay, dein loikin el shema mina, came in the hadre, a hadre li sura kama. That since there's a miur of lachem, so what does that tell us about nedarim and nedavos? That they go back to their first iser, not to be makrif on yamtiv. And if you're not allowed to be makrif on them on yamtiv, then you get malchus, just like we find by somebody who's shears psulei mukdashim, that we learn the iser tizbach v'loy giza, that's a lava ba mechlal essay, and the person gets malchus. Because then it goes back to the original din that it had before it became pasul, before Pim Psulim Mikdashim, and where Giza gave you Malchus. So, if that's true, then why don't we say the same word here? That Hillel would agree there's Malchus. You're right, it's derived from an Isser Asay, that it's Usser to bring Olas Nedavas on Yom Tif. However, once we have an Isser Asay, now it goes back to Isur Kama, and then there's going to be Malchus. So, on that, Tosfos answers that we can be Mechalek. They're only by Psulim Mekdashim, where it doesn't say Mefurish Heter Giza. So, if so, when we find an Isser, so we're going to be return it, it's going to be restored to its original Isser, and there's going to be Malchus. But Ochel Nefesh Am Yamtiv, that there's a Heter Mefurish for Asher Yeachel, anything that's for your food is mutter. So we have a mafurish heter for ochel nefesh. When we find an iser, then it's only masha kasuv bo, and we don't say that it goes back to its original iser. Lashon Tosfos, the shiny gizah zlo hutra b'psulei mukdashim klal behedya. That's not explicit. V'imkein ho v'shtakach smach ulisur mukwin lebisur kam. Once you find that it's aser, so then you can say, you know how aser it is. It's aser like the original iser. So we have an explicit het there for ochel nefesh. If it's lachem, because anything that's for your food is going to be permitted, and what does that include? That would include all ochel nefesh. All ochel nefesh is going to be permitted. So once you have an explicit heter for ochel nefesh, and then you have another pasuk telling you, yeah, but if it's not for you, if it's not for your own eating purposes, then it's no good. It has to be lachem. And what does this lachem mean? It means lachem v'lo legavoa. It means lachem v'lo legayim. So once you have an explicit heter for food, and then we come and we ask for certain cases, that is not going to go back to the original heter, because the original heter was the original iser, because the original iser was sort of erased. The iser of melacha and yantiv is gone when it comes to food, and now the only iser that's going to be with regard to food is what we find now, lachem b'lo legavoa, lachem b'lo le'akum. But that's only going to be an iser asay, and not going back to the original iser of alav and malchus. So it comes out then that when it says that if you're makriv olas nidova biyamtif, there's malchus that can only be base shamay. So that's all the words of Tosfos. So now we get back to our lechem mishnah, and he says, after he said before that v'efshar yelomer derabenu sfirulei delechem below the goyim below the klavim ahadre lelav kama, so maybe the Rambam holds that it goes back to its original lav. Mashkosu atosu perakam if imkain is batal tam mitoch devadai deilo aselechem hayamuter mitam mitoch aval hash dekas v'hadre leisur lekach itzterich taima. So that's what you're going to say. You're going to say that the Rambam holds that lechem below the goyim below the klavim is bringing it back to its original iser, and therefore there's no more mitoch. If there wouldn't be lechem, then we would have a mitoch. But now that it says lechem, it returns it to its original iser, and therefore we need Hoil to say there's no malchus. So maybe the Rambam holds that it's not that it is a hadre l'isura kama. That this iser asay tells you not only is it an iser asay, but now it's in the original iser melacha and yamtiv, and therefore there's going to be malchus. That's why the Rambam needed to come on to the Hoil. Okay, so that's the suggestion of the lechem mishnah. But he says, "Vim tomer im kain eich amru shem begemara da shochet olus nedava laki asi deloka beis hil afilu ke beis hil asi da lechem ahadre li sura afia v'shchita li sura de lav v'nis batel time of the mitoch v'im kain hayaroy lavor belav ilav time of the hoil ava ba'ola de lo shayach hoil vaday de laki." So if that's true, then how does it say in the Gemara that if a person shechs an olus nedava, he gets malchus, is not like beis hilal? Even if it's like Beis Hillel, the Lachem is a Hadre Lisser if it's now included in its original Lisser. In other words, if you want to say that the Rambam is holding that the Isser Asay is a Hadre Lisser Akam, it brings it back to its original Lisser. And that's why the Rambam came on to Hoil, but not Mitoch. Because there is no Mitoch. Because it goes back to its original Isser. And therefore there should be Malkus. Then how are they going to deal with the Kashif Tosfos? Tosfos says, why does the Gemara say that it's Dafka according to Beis Shammai? It can also be according to Beis Hillel. And what was Tosfos' teretz? Tosfos' teretz was, no, Beis Hillel doesn't say a Hadre Lissur Kama. Beis Hillel says that by achila, that when it comes to food, it's not a hadre l'isura kama, and therefore there's no malchus. It doesn't go back to its original iser. There's just an iser asay, but there's no lav. So since there's no lav, there's going to be no malchus according to Beis Hillel. That's what the Tosfos says. But what is the Rambam going to do? The Rambam holds possibly that a hadre l'isura kama, and if a hadre l'isura kama, then anachnu bein patish bein sadan. Now we're really stuck, because if it's a hadre l'isura kama, then the Gemara should have said that it's also according to Beis Hillel. If it's a hadre l'isura kama, there's no longer a mitoch. And there's going to be Malchus. And if there's no longer Mitochin, there's Malchus. It's going to be even according to Beis Hillel. If Beis Hillel holds a Hadre Li Surah Kama, and if you're Shochet Olas Nedava Bi Yom Tov, there's going to be Malchus, but the Gemara says it's Dafka Beis Shammai. So we wanted to say Pshat on the Rambam, Mahadre Li Surah Kama, therefore you have to come on to, there's no Mitoch, there's only a Hoyle. Yeah, but if that's true, then the Gemara doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara says it's Dafka Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. But according to the Rambam, it's even Beis Hillel. According to the way we're learning the Rambam. Because the Hadre is Surah Kama. Now it goes back to its original Isser. In other words, it says, Lachem below the Goyim, below the Klavim, below the Gavoa. And therefore, it's now a Lav. Once it becomes an Isser, I say, it's a Hadre is Surah Kama, it becomes a Lav. Once it becomes a lav, then it's also Beis Hillel, you get Malchus for being Shochet and Olas Nedava. And the Gemara doesn't say it that way. Or it says it's Dafka Beis Hillel. That's a Rambam Tzich Lestadir Im Agmara, Ech a Rambam Yitundedi Im Agmara. So that's the kasha of the Lecha Mishnah. Vimkein, Vimtoimar, Vimkein, Echam Hashem Gemara Dasher Cholas and Tava Laki. Delo Asi Delo Kabeis Hillel. Hafila Kabeis Shammai Asi. Delachem Ahadre Leisirafia. Hafila Kabeis Hillel Asi. Delachem Ahadre Leisirafia Veshchita. Uleisirai Delab in a special time to Mitoch. So, Delachem says that it comes back to its original Isir. And if there's going back to original list, there's no mitoch. There's no mitoch shehutru letzaruch hutru shenami lo letzaruch, because there's no heter here. It's completely aser. V'mken hayor lav or belav. And therefore, there should have been a lav. Elav time of the hoil. So Hoil is going to save us from the lav, okay, but Ava Ba'ola de lo shay Hoil, there is no Hoil, guests may come, right? So Vade de Laki, you should definitely get Malchus. So basically, in a nutshell, according to the way we're learning the Rambam, he would not, that Ahadre Le Surah Kama, he would be stuck with Tosis's question without Tosis's answer. Because Tosis says it's not Ahadre Le Surah Kama. The Rambam apparently holds it is a Hadre Li Surah Kama, but if it's a Hadre Li Surah Kama, then it's even Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel holds that you get Malchus for an Ola. That's his Kasha. And the teretz of the Lecha Mishnah is V'yesh Loimar, the Kevin the Shayach Taimed Ahoil, B'chol Makom, U'mitoch Shehutur Lav Zeh, B'chol Makom, Mishum time of the hoil, hutur nami hacha, afa gav de leka hachi. Ve'eno over, hacha nami amrinan, de'eno over. Umitok shahutur lav ze b'chol makom, mishum time of the hoil, mishum hachi vade de lo laki, lakach omar, de asi de lo kebeis hillel. Just to give you a little bit of insight into what he means here, there's a little asterisk. And after this shtickle, and it says halashon hazem megumgum v'kasha laholmo. He says this lashon is megumgum. It's very stuttering. It's hard to understand. But something about it being mutter mitam hoil. So therefore, it's always going to be mutter. But. How is Hoil better than if you cook explicitly for a Jew? We don't say Mitoch, that if you cook explicitly for a Jew, it's okay. So it's also okay for Ligavol Leklavim. So how can we say that Mitam Hoil? Since Mitam Hoil it's Mutter, so there's also going to be no Malchus for Klavim or for Gavoa. Again, because we're saying Ahadre li Suur Kama. Ahadre li Suur Kama. So, Aravada should be Malchus. And Hoel's not going to help you more than if you cook explicitly for a Jew. Because if you cook not for a Jew, there's Malchus. If you just cook for no reason, there's Malchus. So then, why should it be Mutter? How can it be Mutter that to cook for a guy or for a la gavoa, la klavim, etc., to do malacha for them, mitam hoil doesn't allow us, the mitoch doesn't allow us. In other words, if you do it explicitly for a Jew, it's not permitted. So why is it permitted if you're not doing it explicitly for a Jew? Hoil, that guest may come, and that hoil is matir always. It's even matir by a korban. This is a very, very difficult answer, sweet friends. I really don't understand it, so I can't explain. I can't explain what I don't understand. I mean, a lot of times I explain what I don't understand, but like he said, the lashon is megumgam, and that the hoil is matir. Kevin the shayach time of the hoil b'chol makom. So since normally there's a hoil, he says, when we talk shehuter lav ze b'chol makom mishum time of the hoil, and it's normally mutter because of hoil huter nami hacha. It's also mutter here. Avgav de leka hachi ve'eno over. Mishum, even though there isn't here and you're not over, mishum hachi vade de lo laki. So even though there's no, you're not cooking for a person here, but there's no malchus, and therefore it says it's going out like Beis Hillel, because normally there's hoil. You can say mitochos, and normally you're cooking it for a Jew, it's okay. So why is it a mutter to cook stam without hoil? We say there's no mitoch, because the hadra is suur kama. So why is there hoil? Anyway, it's very shver. So what we'd like to do, sweet friends, in the next shir, is we'd like to present a mahalach. Marenu Rabbeinu Hagon Rebaruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita has a mahalach in his Birchas Mordechai. And please God should give us life and health and everything we need to serve him b'simcha v'emes. Hopefully in the next shir we will see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So please, I ask that you stay tuned. And I thank you so, so much for listening. And believe me, there we shall continue and see continuing the flow of Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.